Unsere Branche steht nicht gerade im Fokus, wenn es um Innovationen geht, wenn es darum geht, neu zu denken. Und dabei gibt es so viele KollegInnen, die den Mut haben, ein starres System in Bewegung zu bringen. Wir von BA Techs wollen auch neu, immer, und empfinden dabei eine große Genugtuung. Und deswegen lassen wir euch in unserem Podcast BA Techster teilhaben, wenn unsere Wegbegleiter Impulse setzen. Seid dabei und lasst euch inspirieren.
Welcome to the new episode of BA Techster, the podcast of BA Techs. And my name is Uli Bretting, and I welcome Marlies from the firm in Johanknecht in the Netherlands. Hello, Marlies.
Hi, Uli, and hi, everyone who's listening. I'm Marlies from the Netherlands, indeed.
Marlies and I, or our firms, are working together for almost ever, 15 years, I would say, in different areas of service. And maybe, Marlies, you can tell us a bit about Johanknecht and about yourself, because you have a special career in that firm.
Yes, thank you, Uli, for the invite to be here on this podcast. And our firm, Johanknecht, is situated in the south of the Netherlands, in the city of Eindhoven. And we are a full-service firm on financial services. So you can think of accounting, auditing, and also IT services, IT assurance, corporate finance, forensics, interim finance management. So quite a broad perspective on the financial services field. And my role in this firm has been developed over the years. I started as a financial auditor the first 5 years of my career. And I did a little career change after 5 years, and now I am responsible for all the support teams in our firm. So that means we are, like me and my teams, are doing our best to help all the accountants and tax colleagues and IT colleagues to be able to work in their best way for the clients that we serve. So everything is organized well, like IT-wise, finance-wise, marketing-wise. So that's my job, basically.
That's not a very common career change in from a former auditor, but we know each other from Prime Global, which is our international association of accounting and advisory firms. And we have worked together over the last years on several mutual clients, coming from your side or our side. And I would like to talk about how firm culture and Prime Global improves working together internationally. So what's your perspective on that, Marlies?
Yeah, culture is a broad topic, but it's I wouldn't say it's the most underestimated, but it's least the most important thing. And we have, of course, a culture in our own firm, in Johanknecht. You have one in your firm. But also Prime Global is a culture on itself. And I think the culture in our firm is one that can be described of like working together in a very intrinsically motivated way. And we want to like generate results for our clients so that we can be happy together with our clients. So that's the description of our culture. And for clients, I think there's no more beautiful thing for most of our colleagues than generating results in cooperation with colleagues for clients. So I think the strongest impact of the culture is the cooperation or collaboration, the working together that only can be successful when there is enough common ground in values, between the people and in the drive. So that's what I see, at least. And I think that's also where we find you, like in this common ground. So we have kind of the same spirit in our firm as like in your firm, and that's why it also works so well together, that we communicate easily, we have the same quality standards, and on top of that, if we work with other prime global firms, it's also the same experience, at least from my perspective, that the willingness to cooperate and to get the best results together is so strong that we, yeah, usually, I wouldn't say always, but usually we almost always succeed.
That's pretty much what I observe. I think we have met 5-6 years ago first time, and since that time do meet 2 or 3 times a year. We have visited each other's offices a couple times, so that many people of our firms know each other and are working together with each other, which creates an improved client experience. Because whatever gets lost in cultural barriers or on the way between cultures can be caught between us, because we know each other and can talk directly.
Yeah, that's I think the beautiful thing, because Germany and the Netherlands are close to each other, but there are specific things in German culture, that like working or business culture, that we might not be completely aware of, but it's, I mean, since we easily work together, that's also easily to overcome these cultural differences in the business side, so that our clients are served in the best way and they don't notice any difficulties or something like that.
Yeah, and that went even better since we acknowledged that your partner's confidence is very big. And so Eindhoven is the center of the world and not any other city in the world. But since we agreed on that, we yes. have much more fun and cooperation going on.
Yeah, Eindhoven is a special area in the Netherlands, yes.
Yeah, actually, with great firms. And once I went there, and we had 2 days in Eindhoven where we connected with your clients and met and visited firms. And that helped in the long term, because whenever one of those clients reached out to us or is working with us, they have seen a face. And even in those days with AI and digitalization and all the other stuff, the human relationship is still an important factor. Yeah. And that's what Prime Global brings to us, that we meet multiple times in the year, connect and figure how we can help each other, because without that, we just could do a research on the internet or pick up a book and reach out to somebody we don't know. And the difference is that as we meet and see each other regularly, we want to help even in inconvenient times. Like I always say, when I reach out, when I have an urgent meet on a Friday afternoon and it's about life or death for a client, which usually doesn't happen in accounting, but it's really urgent, then I find a way to call Marlies, and I will have more goodwill than if I would call a stranger.
Yeah, of course. And I think that's also the result of a clear strategy. I think a lot of, or maybe all, but a lot of firms I know in Prime Global have a clear strategy, as far as I know your firm as well, where you are heading to the next years, and that's the human touch and the personal connection with each other, but also with the clients, is the most valuable thing. To deliver the best result as we can.
But let's talk a bit more about your firm. Your firm is slightly bigger than us, I think double the size or so, and you have grown quite well over the last years, have your own building, and you have started to do a succession planning and build a strategy around it. And that's something which every accounting firm in the world is interested in, because most of them are struggling with that. So maybe you can share some of your experience and let us know what your firm is doing in that respect.
Yes, in these days, it's very important, I think, to work on the succession for the future and to have your leaders ready and already involved in the current leadership. So what we did already about 5 years ago is like putting younger people in a leadership position, and so that it's not only the partners in leadership positions, but other people with about 10 years of experience. So these days I formed a kind of management committee with two other colleagues of the same kind of experience, and we are supported by some of the partners, and like the partners also recognized we have to like invest and to not only time but also in the collaboration among the kind of future leaders in our firm. So that's what we do since I think at least 2 years. There's a group of people that has been identified as kind of future leaders in all kind of positions, can be in the internal positions of the firm, and also for clients, of course, head of audit of whatever important position. And we are like what we did over the last 2 years, and that's I think also coming back to collaboration again, is that we enhanced and really got to know each other with the help of an organizational psychologist, external training days, spending time together, doing some assessment also for personal development, sharing the results with each other. And we really got to know each other very well, so that we are able to speak up also about difficult things to each other, to not be afraid to say something, to be very open, to not hold back. And we are a strong group now, so that we like ready to move on to the future. And also have these people almost all involved in the strategy setting of our firm. So that's like a great group to lead the firm together with the partners, I would say.
So now, as you are one of the future leaders, what are, from your perspective, the biggest obstacles and hurdles in getting you there where everybody wants you to have?
Yeah,
especially when the listeners, I would say, are more interested to understand how they can find potential young leaders. I think it's good for them to know. Mm-hmm. What problems do they create themselves?
Yeah. That's a difficult question. I think the most important thing is trust, like not only trust between me and the current leaders, or I'm a current leader, but between me and the partners, but also within this group of future leaders, there's a very high level of trust. And I think with being open as a partner group, being open to your employees, sharing the struggles, the challenges, but also your position as a firm. Like you want to, our firm and our partner said, we want to be an independent firm. And that asks something from us. That means that we have to have these future leaders, otherwise it's not possible to be independent and to stay independent. So and there's always people stepping up, and if people are not waving with their hand, then look around carefully, ask people, be open, and like lower the barrier of maybe I don't know if my opinion matters. I think that's the most important thing: being open, transparent, and give people the impression that their opinion matters.
So I need to insist a bit more to ask you to tell about what are the, from your perspective, the biggest challenges the partners and the order people or the people in charge to have involving younger leaders?
Yeah.
What would be your advice be to one of the old guys or guys in charge who wants to give up work and responsibility?
Yeah. Maybe the scariest thing is that they have a lot of knowledge, so that to give us as future leaders transfer all the knowledge you have and make the younger future leaders better with that, make them stronger, because maybe I'm sometimes afraid that I don't know everything, but I think partners in our firm know. And yeah, what is difficult as well.
So from my perspective, we try to involve more people. And from my perspective, the biggest challenge is if they want to do something which I don't like, not to overrule. And once in a while, that still happens, even if we assigned a task or the responsibility to somebody else, we say, stop. If you don't do it our way, you better don't do it. Once in a while, we regret that, but that's a fight I have from my perspective all the time, involving other people and things related to the firm.
Maybe I didn't mention that point because that's what we, as the partner team, but also the leadership team decided 3.5 years ago when we rearranged our organizational structure, that everyone had to, of course, get used in this new role. But the partner said also, okay, we put people in certain positions to lead, so we cannot, like you say, like override, or how do you say that, overstep and say, no, good idea, but I think it has to be done the other way. Of course, there's always like a dialogue going on, but I didn't experience it like that. So maybe it's a good advice for others as well. If you put people in a certain position and the role and responsibility is clear, then you have to leave the freedom and to let this person be able to operate in this role and not. I never got the feeling that someone is like looking over my shoulder in that sense. So that gave me a lot of freedom, which allows me to grow or to take my role and responsibility.
Oh, that's a pretty good sign for your training, which you did at the beginning, so that you had the trust.
That's right. Yeah.
And I think that's important. And anytime I get into the position where I think I don't want it that way, or it's always a hard fight to not look over the shoulder or overrule or put all the authority in my discussion to convince the others with or without pressure. Yeah. But
So maybe the summarized advice is, although it's on paper, there's hierarchy, of course, but try to do not step in the pitfall of using your hierarchy to
your advice to other future leaders, how to overcome such things and I can almost not imagine that in Johann Knecht there's no reflex of one of the older partners once in a while to say it's my firm, I have to decide. How do you convince them to calm down? And
It's all about human connection, I would say, and that's very maybe predictive answer, but I think the better you are in keeping connection with all the partners, like on a personal level also, and to keep them updated, like this is going on. And if I know this project is of interest to him, or he might be critical to this project, I communicate more to this person. So for me, it's all about communication and keeping the connection with at least those our 7 partners, and with one a little bit more than the other, depending on the topic. And then I try to prevent this moment happening that I am being overruled.
Yeah, maybe it is related to your education as an auditor. You know, if you are a young auditor and you find something which might be material and which is clear to you, you still check in with your manager or partner. to double check if you're on the right path or not, or if you have overseen something. And in most cases, I would guess you have been right, but the partner gains much more trust. And it's much better for the process if you do that instead of the day before sign off the audit, you realize that you haven't talked about it and made the wrong assessment. In that
case. For me, it's all about communication along the way.
Time is running as always. There's one more thing I wanted to touch with you in that podcast. We talked a lot about sustainability impact and B Corp in Prime Global, and Johann Knecht has created some impact. What can you tell our listeners about your way to create impact, even if you are just an accounting firm?
Even if we are just an accounting firm. Well, we did last year, so June 2024, we created our own foundation and with three colleagues, so no partners involved. It's something like from the employees. Of course, they are supporting the idea and the setup of the foundation, but it's a employee guided initiative. And together with two colleagues, I'm in the board of this foundation, the Johann Knecht Foundation. And what we do is we have a certain amount of money available to give back to society, to all kind of organizations that do good for people or the society here in the Brainport region. And on the other hand, then I think that's the most important thing, because giving money is like the easiest thing, but the thing where you make most impacts with is to give your time. And so what we do is we have a certain amount of hours available. It's quite a lot. We never use them all up until now. So that our colleagues can do volunteering work under like work time and or in the work time. And we are finding initiatives to spend these hours on. So we really, I would love to, and we are finding out now to do this in a more structural way. And what we did so far is doing all kind of things like lessons on high school or primary school for financial education, but also how do you say that the tax declarations that you have to do yearly. There's a tax declaration day for people that cannot really afford usually the help of an accountant or a tax advisor. So we have four people that helped people with in the need of it with their tax declaration in March. So all these kind of initiatives that really means a lot to the people. They are very, very happy with it. The colleagues came back like overwhelmed with warm feelings. And we are searching for more of those initiatives. But because we did a questionnaire in our company, and people really want to use their knowledge and their skills to help people that need it, and that will have a better life after our help, or also after we give the money, but mostly after we do our work in a good way.
Thank you very much for sharing. We are trying to do the same. We are selecting social businesses or social initiatives or environmental initiatives to support them, but what we want to achieve more is to engage people, to create more community and create impact by engaging people, bringing things together and experiencing the environmental or social impact experience. And I think we as a profession could be role models and do more. And that's why it's so important to listen to your example that there are more outside.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think we can find each other on that point, because it's always a matter of activating more people, reaching out to more people. And it starts with a small group, but we need to involve also more colleagues to get a wider positive footprint in the society here.
Thank you very much for your time and all your insights into Johann Knecht and your personal career and the good things you do in your firm. And I'm looking very much forward to see you in March at the next conference.
Yeah, thank you, Uli, for the invite and all listeners. If you have any questions, don't be afraid to reach out.